10, final track of news stories. Zebras charm visitors at Dartmoor. Travelling from Longleat, Dartmoor Zoo welcomed a mother and daughter duo of Grant's zebras named Olivia and Ruby. The pair have been in an on-off show enclosure to enable them show some time and space to adjust to the move, as well as meeting their new companion, Hugh, a fellow Grant's zebra that has been at Dartmoor Zoo since 2018. After successful introductions and welfare checks, the trio moved into the on-show enclosure on Wednesday, August the 6th, where they've been seen bonding and regularly grazing together. Keepers are incredibly pleased at how well they've gelled together and are enjoying seeing a new companionship blossom. Dartmoor Zoo's registrar, Katie Waller, said, "The two females are quite cheeky and certainly are trying to rule the roost, with Ruby Tuesday, the daughter, being the largest of the pair. Considered near threatened on the IUCN Red List, Grant's zebras are predominantly found in the savanna grasslands of eastern Africa. They face many threats in the wild, such as hunting for their meat and skin. Still, there are thankfully now many protected conservation areas working with zoos worldwide to stabilise and hopefully to raise the numbers of this species. Contrary to popular belief, zebras are also black-skinned, meaning they are black with white stripes, not white with black stripes. By improving conservation through research and breeding, the zoo is finding ways to help animal numbers and habitats. It's investigating ways to protect the environment and identifying means by which humans and nature can interact to create better health and well-being."
A Navy veteran battling incurable cancer is to take on a marathon charity bowls match in support of the health team providing his care. Former chef with the senior service, 67-year-old Jim Harvey, will play 100 ends at his beloved Bitton Park Bowls Club on Saturday the 6th of September. The endurance challenge will take more than 9 hours and will see Jim walking around 3 miles. Voluntary paramedics and an ambulance will be on standby just in case the feat proves too much for the bowls mad Timothian. Jim undergoes fortnightly chemotherapy and had his latest surgery just days ago. "The adrenaline will power me through," said Jim, who hopes to raise at least £1,000 for the Ricky Grant Day Unit at Torbay Hospital. "I'm also having chemo the day before, so they'll pump me full of steroids. I'll be like a Duracell bunny all day on Saturday. 4.5 years ago, I was inches from death, and I just want to give back something. The staff at the Ricky Grant Day Unit have got me back on my feet again, got me bowling again. I've never seen the staff there complain about anything, and although it's not nice to have treatment, they make it as nice as it can be. But the funding they get is purely for care. I want to help provide items that boost patient comfort, such as chairs and a television. Visiting players will pay to take part in Jim's challenge. Their contributions are being boosted by a raffle, cream tea, donations and loose change trail around the green. It's far from the first time that Jim has raised money for good causes, swelling countless charities' coffers over the years, courtesy of long-distance walks and other demanding activities. "I'm overwhelmed by his efforts. He's an inspiration. The club is 100% behind him, and we're thankful for all the members who have volunteered to help make the big day a great success. The first end is due to get underway at 9 a.m, with finish expected to be at 6:40 p.m. The event is open to the public. Jim's bowling challenge even has a celebrity backing, with 4 times World Indoor Bowls Champion and Commonwealth Games athlete Rob Paxton due to drop in."
Don't miss Devon Fire Services Open Day. discover family-friendly activities, live demonstrations and fire safety tips at the fire services open day next month. Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service is delighted to invite the public to an open day at its service headquarters in Clith St George from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday the 7th of September. The event is open to everyone and promises a day of family-friendly fun, live demonstrations and an inside look at the life and work of the Fire and Rescue Service. Visitors can enjoy emergency service demonstrations, food and refreshments, live entertainment, abseiling and guided tours of fire appliances. The day is also a valuable opportunity to learn more about fire safety and prevention. Attendees will be able to speak directly with firefighters and prevention officers, discovering practical ways to stay safe at home, on the road and in the great outdoors. Alan White, Home Safety Operative at Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service, said, "This is a great family event and a fantastic chance for the public to see what we do. As well as the exciting demonstrations and activities, the day is about learning how we work to keep our communities safe through our prevention and safety work. We are really looking forward to welcoming people of all ages. The event will also raise money for the Firefighters Charity, which supports serving and retired members of the UK Fire Services and their families. More information can be found on the Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service website. Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service is the largest non-metropolitan fire and rescue service in England, covering almost 4,000 square miles."
Bumper crowd turns out for a wonderful show. The 123rd Chagford Agricultural and Horticultural Show, held on Thursday, August the 21st, did not disappoint. A traditional country show with competition classes for agricultural produce, horses, sheep, cattle, dogs, and a vintage section, it had a great program of main ring entertainment, all on a lovely sunny day. Show Secretary Tiggy Fuller said, "It's been a wonderful show. We had great entries in horse and sheep classes and a bumper crowd came along. Our main ring attractions were greatly enjoyed and we are pleased how the day went. Main ring entertainment included a BMX show, scurry racing, heavy horses, terrier racing, tug of war, parade of hounds and a range of horse classes. The horticultural marquee was home to a wonderful display of locally grown produce, flowers and crafts. There was a dog show, live music, 200 trade stands, a rural crafts area, food hall of local producers, vintage tractors, cars and other vehicles, children's attractions and so much more." Show President, in her president's address, said, "This shows is a shining reminder of the hard work and resilience of our farmers and our local community. Through sunshine and storm, you continue to show that agriculture is not just an occupation, it's a way of life." She added thanks to all involved in creating one of Dartmoor's best days out, and there are several photographs of the supreme champion horse and also of the marquee displaying all the locally grown produce, flowers and crafts.
Green-fingered growers from Bovey Tracy Garden Club were able to show off their horticultural prowess last weekend. The Town Garden Club hosted its ever-popular summer show in the town's Methodist Church. Members displayed a wealth of homegrown flowers, fruit and vegetables, as well as baked produce and preserves, which kept the judges busy when it came to sorting out awards. Vegetable and fruit NVS judge Phil Baker certainly had his work cut out when it came to awarding places, and he commented that the standard of entries this year was quite exquisite. And again, this article is surrounded by photographs. He's examining some rather nice-looking runner beans, and there's some beautiful flower displays. But most tempting of all is a plate of scones, which is making me feel quite peckish.